Very excited, Tony Rice, for Verulam Sport. The reason I'm so excited is because we are joined on the line by a man that you could easily make the case for that being Britain's greatest all-time athlete. He's in an elite club of only five British athletes to hold golds at Olympic, World, European, Commonwealth Games simultaneously. It is Daley Thompson. Welcome to Verulam Sports, Daley.
Hello, mate. How are you doing? All right?
Hey, I'm doing super-duper. Good to talk to you. Good afternoon.
Super-duper. You don't hear super-duper very often these days.
I think, there. Let's bring it back, maybe. We'll see. Things come
in
waves.
I'm going to get my kids interested in it.
Hey, great stuff. And it is genuinely super-duper to talk to you, Daley.
Thanks,
really,
man.
Excited to delve into your new five-minute programme. But I've just got to have a few words with you about your legendary career. Phenomenal. I mean, goodness me. I guess, what got you into athletics? And then the move into decathlon?
To be honest, I think like everybody back in my time, we were made interested in sport by our PE teachers. They were the superstars of school when I was there, and they made sport and exercise and everything seem like a lot of fun. And once I kind of got into it, I realised it was. And
I guess being not bad at it helps as well, I suppose.
Sorry?
I said, I guess being not bad at it as well kind of helps.
Yeah, I think I think that really helps, to be honest. And then my PE teacher took me down my local athletics club. And then while I was at my athletics club after a year or so of doing sprints and stuff, my decathlon was the way to go. And I explained to him that I had no idea what he was talking about.
Yep.
And he just said, you know, we're going to do one in 8 or 10 weeks, so you better go and learn all the things. I really enjoyed learning all the different techniques.
And there is, it's just such a supreme challenge of the human body, the mind, spirit, ranging from...
Oh, Tony, it's more than that. I mean, you have to be a genius. You have to be good-looking. You have to be humorous.
But honestly, just listing the events gives me, I feel dizzy. 100-metre sprint, 110-metre hurdles. Then at the other end of the extreme, you got shot put, you got discus. I mean, generally, you watch these guys in the specialists. Those body types are totally radically different. How do you balance the training to kind of become real rather good at all these extreme sports?
Well, do you know what? It's just like having a full-time job, to be honest. You kind of, you do probably four or five different events every day, and you spend 6 days a week at it, and you spend probably 5 to 7 hours a day doing it. So, and the rest of the time you're resting up to do it.
And it's, all that hard work paid off. 4 world records that you set. And like I say, one of only 5 Brits to hold all the possible golds simultaneously. Quite an elite club, that is. What an era of athletics, though. Yourself, obviously, Ovett, Cram, Co. What characters? Tell me a little bit about your memories of being involved in British athletics at that period. I was just asking for your memories, really, of that, I guess, the 80s halcyon period of British athletics.
Yeah, no, I was lucky to be involved in during that time because of the names that you just mentioned, Coe and Cram and Ovett and Sanderson and Wells and people like that. I was my sport had a really, really high profile. And even though I was doing something that nobody had ever heard of, the decathlon, I was able to... stand on the shoulders of those giants and was able to make the most of it.
And one of the things that I love about sport, I think it always elevates it to a different level, is when you've got bona fide rivalries. Tell me a bit about your particular, relationship with the German Jürgen Hinkson.
Yeah, no, do you know what? Now we're friends. I mean, for everybody to be wanting to win the same things and be friends, because one of you is obviously going to be disappointed. The lucky thing was it was always him. It was good. There was a brilliant rivalry, but I think you're right. I think the thing that that I enjoyed most was how combative it was, and the fact that if I knew that I wasn't at my best, he would be able to come in and maybe win.
and you always seem to bring the best out of each other. I mean, you traded world records, but always at the major events, it seemed to me, Daly, that's where you were the man. Was that, again, sometimes not just necessarily about the physical, but the mind comes into play?
Well, I think the biggest thing you can do in sport is to, or at least in my sport, is to win an Olympic medal or Olympic gold medal in a world record. I mean, very few people do that, and it's tough to do in any major championship. It's much easier if you're just at one of those events where you can just go hell for leather and just give it 100%, because it doesn't actually matter if you win or not. But when you get to a championship, to actually perform at your best is a difficult skill to master, which is why a lot of people don't do it.
Again, I raise a glass, and I'm honestly honoured to be on the line with you as you describe these factors coming into play to be at your peak. I've got to ask you quickly, 8,847 points, that record at the LA Games you mentioned, still a British record. Is there a bit of you that's slightly disappointed? There's been a great run in the heptathlete of late, where there's almost like a legacy, but it doesn't seem to me that anybody in the decathlon has stepped up to the Daly Thompson level, at least from a British perspective.
I'd like to think it's because the girls mark's really easy. but in all honesty, I think that the decathlon is hard for kids, especially today, because everybody wants success so early and straight away. And I think that with something like the decathlon, it just takes anybody, no matter who you are, it takes you 5 or 6 or 7 years to learn the skills, and most kids can't be asked to can't be bothered to wait that long.
Hey, but we can't all be supreme athletes, Daly. But I tell you what, I'm excited to learn about is this wonderful program that you've launched, the Daly 5 Minutes program. Great name. At the end of the day, this gives everybody the chance to pick up things, learn quickly, and get you as a coach and a motivator. Tell us a little bit more about it.
Yeah. No. Do you know what, Tony? It's designed because most people, whenever they talk to me about exercise, they say, I've got no time. So we've done this Daly 5 Minutes, which is aimed predominantly at people that have got sedentary lifestyles or are new to exercise.
Yep.
And all it is a health and fitness program that gives you advice to make small changes in your life, which hopefully will develop positive habits. And it's pretty easy, and the exercises are pretty basic. There, some sit-ups, some press-ups, some squats. I mean, All you really got to do is buy the app and watch the films, and everything is self-explanatory. You even get little videos from me. You get, hopefully, motivational quotes and things. I'd like to think it's a little bit like having me as a personal trainer.
It sounds perfect. I'll tell you what's really appropriate. It's 2018 here in Hertfordshire is actually the year of physical activity.
And is it?
There was a horrible stat at the start of the year. It was one of the worst in the country, where not even, I think it was something like less than 25% did 30 minutes exercise a week. So, if you're listening, get this out. 5 minutes a day. You've got Daly Thompson as your personal coach and motivator. You can't ask for more than that. Tell us how we can get it, Daly. How do we learn a bit more?
Tony, you're a top man. And you know what? I think the statistics are like that all over the country. I think that so many people are so busy with the most important thing that they've got is their health. Because if you haven't got that, you're on a really slippery slope. But if you want to do the Daly 5 Minutes, you've got to go on to www.daily5minutes.co.uk. And hopefully that will get you started on making some good changes to your lifestyle. And while it might not put many years on your life, hopefully it'll put a lot of life into your years.
Oh, brilliant quote. I tell you what, I think that should feature. Daly, for me, I could talk to you all day, but I know you're very busy. I'm very grateful for your time. Once again, in closing, hit us with that website link so we can all get involved and get active.
Tony, you're a good man. It's www.dailyfit5minutes.co.uk.
That was Daley Thompson. Again, still remains the British record holder in the decathlon. He's, as I say, a two-time world and Olympic gold medalist. What a man, what a legend. Find that out. Seriously, get involved. It's the year of physical activity. There's no excuses. Thanks again, Daley.
Oh, Tone, thank you, mate. Cheers. Have a good day.
All the very best to you. Thanks again.